Good afternoon, outliers. Oh, it looks like my green screen's messed up. Is it on? Oh, it's on this side. Almost there. Hang on. There we go. Had to make it look like I'm actually broadcasting from the Outlier Global World Headquarters, World Domination Headquarters, I should say. How y'all doing today? Happy Thursday. Happy April 18th, year of our Lord 2024. Today's going to be a decently short one. I'm not seeing any opportunities, but we are going to go through the process. We're going to talk about it, and I'll see you in just a moment. All right. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. I spoke too quickly. There we go. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but Outlier delivers you new opportunities every single day. So let's see. Oh, Colin is here. Colin, I'm really glad that you're making this part of your routine now, my friend. Glad to see you. Donna's here. Goran is here. And Jean-Louis is here. Good to see everybody. So with my trading strategy, I like to start with the market. I like to let the market tell me which direction it's going. And lately, it's been going south, right? We're going to need the 10, under the 20, under the 50 on the SPY, which is exactly what we have. Now, if you remember yesterday, I drew out my prediction. I don't know if there's a... Oh, here we go. I have an idea. I can draw it like this. Okay, there we go. That looks better. I didn't want to take up so much screen real estate. And so far, so good. I think that's the way that we're going. Like I say, I do think we're going to bounce on this order block, take it back up to the 505 area or so, and then the real panic is going to set in. Because honestly, my macro perspective is 475 seems appropriate. My macro perspective is so bearish, and you guys hear me talk about it all the time. And I can't imagine any real world scenario where things are actually looking up, right? In what place are you actually doing better than you were 5 years ago? Honestly, no matter where you live, same story. So I think we are finally going to have the market catch up to that. Radbeat says, from the Discord, bonsoir. Bonsoir to you, my friend. And watch channel. Good to see you. All right. So like I say, I have very bearish outlooks on the economy overall. And that's going to drive my trading thesis here. But it's only going to start with the market, letting the market tell me which direction it is going. I'm not going to force that on it. It says it's going down. Let's take a look, right? So my next step here is to pull the outlier data for today. Now, there are a handful of opportunities. And we looked yesterday and the day before without finding anything. I looked earlier today, wasn't promising, but we'll check again, right? Now, the next step, once you get here into Outlier, in my style of trading, is to filter for the red overlays. So there's 19 new on the list today, one new on the bull list today, 19 new on the bear list today. And when I filter for the red overlays, it gives us just four. Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm not trading a penny stock, either of these. And I am an aristocrat, and aristocrats like myself only trade stocks that are worth $20 or more. This one at $16.94 is too inexpensive for me to trade. So that only leaves CCK that I'd even consider. So I've already loaded these into my TrendSpider list here. If you need TrendSpider, here's a discount code. You don't have to have it, but if you want it, there it is. And so like of these three, CCK is the only one I'm even interested in at all. And it does pass through my scanner. Now my scanner is looking at, there's no order blocks in the way. The price is in the direction of the trend, like we just talked about. There's no earnings in the next 3 days. Now there is an order block down here, but it's a little bit away. How far is it? It's about 3.75% away. So that gives us room. We have earnings 7 days out. So that gives us room as well. So far, so good. Now, my next step is the backtest. Now, my TrendSpider backtest is ultra easy. It's just, how does it perform over and under the 10-period moving average? And unfortunately, I know that this has a negative expectancy. This is the one number I'm looking at right here. If that's negative, I'm not interested. Let's do go take a look at CCK inside of Outlier. I'm actually curious what the performance summary shows. Oh, even Outlier's performance summary is not great. So I wouldn't be trading this no matter what. So that's going to literally be all of it today, right? There are days where you get aggressive and there are days when you don't. Now, back to my market thesis. I am definitely expecting a bounce. Once we hit this bounce, we're going to have more stocks that are showing up in the red overlays. So keep in mind, we just came up off of a really, really, really bullish run for months, right? For like 6 months straight, it's been 45 degrees up and to the right. There's not a lot of stocks that are trending downwards yet. However, the more that the market pushes down, the more stocks are going to show up on a downward trajectory. More stocks are going to have these red overlays, which is what I'm looking for in my style of trading. So I think after this bounce, I think this is go zone. I think once we hit this area, I think it is going to be on like Donkey Kong. We're going to be buying all the puts that they have available for sale, basically. So I'm not going to be trading any today, but I do want to showcase some backtesting that I've done. Really interesting results here. Definitely not what I expected, because part of the data that I had the opening heat map value, heat map meaning the value on this down here, opening fear and greed heat map, and I had the closing fear and greed heat map. And I really was going through this and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not necessarily the peak. That's not necessarily like the best that I could have done. So I've been going through, how many have I done so far? Wait for this to load. It's a really huge spreadsheet. But Hesh sent me 65,000 records. So I've actually backtested 99 trades so far. I want to do a minimum of 25 each in these different areas. And what I'm finding is the starting color. So positive anything is green. And then negative five would be like R5, like a red five, right? Red 10, etc. And then from 20 down to red 50 is the bottom, but just to cover everything. And what I'm finding of these 99 trades I've done so far, the point of highest return. So anything positive in the greens, point of highest return was red 8. From 0 to negative 5, 0 to red 5, the point of highest return was red 12. From here, red 20. From here, also red 20. Here to here, red 28. Here to here, red 39. Now, also going through here, I'm noticing the spread, right? So the average point spread. So if this is the actual value on the heat map chart, so if I zoom in, and this day in particular, look at this area right here. Look at this bar. On this particular date, it shows R31. So that would show up as negative 31 in my data here. And so I was also curious, like, what is the spread, right, between my sell point and my buy point? Or the spread between, I shouldn't say sell point and buy point, the sell point and the greatest return point, which is not always at the buy point, right? So if you were going short here, going short at that point, and then your greatest return was probably somewhere around here, right? Just for examples. So I was like, okay, that's interesting, the spread. So for example, if you got in at negative 7, so red 7, you could get out at red 20, or a 13.92, so you could round it up to 14, or a 14-point spread, whichever comes first, which in this case would be roughly the same. I just picked 7 randomly. So I'm finding that super interesting. And like I say, I want to have a minimum of 25 for each of these buckets. So I need to do about 75 more trades. to actually get the data full. But like I said the other day, my objective here is to front run the closing signals, right? Letting the buy signals, not buy signals, but letting the opening signals come to me, letting it fit within my trading plan, and then letting the behavioral heat map, that change in how much fear and greed is showing, be an exit point that we can rely on, be it either the spread, I should say, the spread from the open to close, or the spread, the actual point on the heat map. So I am doing a lot of work behind the scenes on that, and just want to let you guys know. And there's no trades for today. We'll try again tomorrow. But again, I really think that the SPY is going to hit a short-term low. It's going to bounce. And then once it does do the larger pullback, we're going to have a lot of opportunities because there's going to be a lot more stocks that are showing up with their own downtrend overlays in the background. So that's going to wrap it for today. Thanks so much for coming to today's Outlier Trading Room. Of course, keep the chatter going on the Discord. We love that you guys are making the Discord your own. We're here to support you and help you be one of the outliers who win. Exactly. Thanks so much for coming to today's Outlier Live. See you tomorrow.